So I just want to remind you, going back to the rabbis and how they saw their pupils, a sponge, a funnel, a sieve, or a sifter. I'm looking for you, if you're a sponge or a funnel or a sieve, to become a sifter. And to get you to do that, I'm going to make you stay in one place for a little while, 100 days in the secret place. And I can guarantee that if you allow yourself to be sat there for 100 days, for 10 minutes a day, you'll come out at the other end totally different. So New Year's resolutions, forget those, but have a goal for this year. My goal is God himself, by any road, dear Lord, at any cost. Have a goal to come into alignment with what he wants, what he's desiring. What did he want when he called Israel to be his wife? What did he want when he calls us to be his bride? He wants union, beloved. Union. As close a union as that of a husband and wife. That's what he's after. Union, communion. No place for the superficial anymore, because you can feel the breath of the beloved on the back of your neck. He's coming after you like the hound of heaven, and he will not rest himself until he's captivated the heart of his bride. So back you go to the declaration from yesterday, which of course you should have written out. If you haven't, now would be an excellent time to do it. Because I don't want to have to come after you tomorrow, do I, to see if you've done it. God bless you as you make your declarations in return to his, by declaring that you want him above everything else, and you want what he's got for you above everything else, and you're going to become a sifter, not a sponge or a funnel or a sieve, but a sifter. And you're not going to let any good word from God drop to the ground, are you? God bless you.